God's grace, mercy, and peace be each to be with each one of you this morning at peace. I'm going to speak to this morning Proverbs chapter 3. Maybe you remember this. Maybe it's a confirmation verse for you, but it says this: trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Paths. Dear friends, up here is a picture of a path. Does anyone know where that path is? It's a path I know quite well. You know that path really well, Karen. I see you out on that path every so often. This is a path that I take. It is on Bald Hill. It's kind of the beginning of the stretch. I walk this stretch for about a mile and a half up to Oak Creek Road. And I've come, as I journey on this path, I've come to a great appreciation of walking on that path. Getting up really early in the morning when very few people are out, seeing the same person, an elderly man, run. I see him every morning with his little dog, and I wonder if he's going to make it the next day. And sure enough, every single day I see him back out there. And we cross paths and we say hi. I see the same vegetation and the plants and the fields out on Bald Hill practically every morning. About five, what time would you say, honey, am I up and going and driving you crazy with me kind of leaving? About 5:15 in the morning? Very early. But walking on that path, friends, it wasn't so enjoyable when I started 2 or 3 years ago. And for all the same reasons that I now like it. Getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to walk. Ugh. Seeing the same people as I started to walk every single morning, seeing the same plants and vegetation. And when I started doing this 2 or 3 years ago, I thought to myself, boy, could I take a shortcut and cut across the field and make this a little shorter? Well, this morning we're talking about paths. And I'm talking about a subject that actually I don't think I've ever preached on before. And I certainly don't claim to be an expert in this at all. In fact, I fail quite often. And the subject matter this morning is wisdom. It's found in the book of Proverbs. Throughout the month of June, we're going to be talking about the book of Proverbs. The number one image of wisdom in the Bible, in the book of Proverbs, is a walking path. It's mentioned 7 or 8 times. Now, you might be thinking here this morning, Jeremy, boy, I wish wisdom was more like a racetrack with concrete. You know, wouldn't that be great? Very little effort, and to get wisdom, that, you know, you could get it very quickly. You just get in a car and push on the gas pedal and zoom, and you get wisdom very quickly. Friends, that's the way our culture teaches wisdom. You get it quickly. Have you seen these books at the bookstore? 3 ways to become successful and accomplish. 10 ways if you read this book to have financial freedom. Go on Facebook and see the Facebook feeds. Read these 3 tips and people will like you more. Or how to become smarter overnight. See, what that is teaching is that wisdom is something you get very quickly if you just read it. Just get on the fast track and you'll be there. That's not Proverbs' message. Proverbs, the picture and image, is a walking path. Oh. You might be wondering here this morning, my goodness, Pastor, why couldn't wisdom be more like a door? You know, a door is quick. You just open the door up and then you're brought into a whole new reality very quickly. That would be awesome. You don't have to wait for things. You can get wisdom very quickly. Most people I talk to understand wisdom that way. They open a door and have a change in their life experience, and then all of a sudden, because they've won the lottery or they've achieved their dreams, all of a sudden now they have wisdom or a greater new reality. That's not the picture the Bible gives in the book of Proverbs. The picture is a walking path. You know what a walking path is? A bunch of movements, left, right, left, right, left, right, monotony. It's kind of boring. It's very predictable. And Proverbs says that is wisdom. A bunch of repeatable steps, and then finally, after a long journey, then you get wisdom. You know, as I think about this, I actually think that picture is a beautiful picture of what we do at Peace Lutheran Church, friends. You know, a lot of the stuff that we do here is very repeatable. Maybe even a little bit monotonous, right? Every other week we receive the body and blood of Jesus. Today, Janie is going to receive it for the very first time in her life. We're very excited, Janie. But guess what? There's some people who have probably received the Lord's Supper over 500 times. Anyone here think that you've received the body and blood of Jesus over 500 times? Anybody? Yeah? One step. It's a step. Each time you take it. You know, each time we come to church, we do something called the confession of our sins. We admit that we need help, in other words. Why does the pastor put that in the very beginning of the service? It's kind of monotonous. We do it every single week. There are some people in this church that have confessed their sins over 1,000 times. Anyone confess their sin over 1,000 times? I think I have. One step down the path. You know, another thing we do is we remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. That's kind of a step. It may not seem like a major accomplishment or a big deal in today's society. We have some people that have probably done that 30 or 40 times. Anyone kept the Sabbath day holy over 1,000 times? Anybody here? Yeah? Maybe a few? You come to church on Sunday and you're here? See, we do, here at Peace, we actually do quite a few things that are repeatable. And what we want to think about is at the very end of the path, it just dawns on us that God has given us wisdom. You know, it's possible for someone to actually really enjoy going on walking paths like this on a monotonous journey. The story was told a couple years ago. You may have seen this. It was floating around. I think it was on NPR or something like that. There was some adult children, brothers and sisters, who bought a refrigerator for their elderly German father. They thought that this would be a great improvement for this man. He'd never had a refrigerator. See, he got out of his home in Germany and walked about a half mile down to the village and got daily food, and then got back on the path about a half mile, and he'd come back and he'd eat his dinner, his supper. He did this for years. The adult children thought, my goodness, we're going to get him a refrigerator. He'll never have to go down that path again. The children were shocked when they visited their father. Because when they went to the house, they found the refrigerator, but it wasn't inside the house. It was outside the house, and the elderly man had made it into a flower pot. There were flowers growing out of these advanced compartments of this refrigerator. And the parents said to the father, "Why are you doing that? We got this to improve your quality of life." You know what that elderly German man said? He said, "Actually, my walk down the path is a spiritual exercise for me. As I walk down the path, I see God's beautiful creation, how He cares for me. And as I get my food down at the village and I bring it back, I think how God has provided this food for me." As he walks down the path, the man said, "I realize my own limitations, and I realize how awesome God is and how mighty He works for me to bring me exactly what I need." The book of Proverbs understands wisdom in a whole new way than the world. Whole new way. Throw out anything the world says about wisdom. Proverbs says the exact opposite. Proverbs says this: foolish man is the man that thinks he's wise. He looks at himself and says, "I'm wise." Or she goes around and gives advice to others. Wisdom. But you know what Proverbs says? Proverbs says that's not wisdom at all. Our world says that person's wise. Proverbs says, uh-uh. Do you know what Proverbs says is wise? Proverbs says repeatedly, a wise person is actually this: a person that is aware of their foolishness. They confess their sins, realize they need a Savior. They realize that they need to go to church to be built up and strengthened each week. They uplift their voice in crying and prayer and admit that they're weak, and they receive the strength of the Lord. But here's the sad part: the world is going to say that person's weak and foolish. Friends, Jesus says the world is wrong. Wisdom is admitting we're foolish, and Jesus strengthens us. Wisdom is walking down a path. It's a book of Proverbs. And today, you know, we're really excited because Janny and Mallory you're walking down that path. You're taking one step. And we want you to have amazing things in your life. We hope that you achieve all your dreams, everything that you want to do to succeed in life. But you know what's going to make every person here very excited and happy for you in your life? Is if you have 1,000 little steps down that path, confessing your sins, receiving Jesus' body and blood, observing the Sabbath, and at the very end of life, you receive God's gift of wisdom. That's our prayer for you. Let's pray about that. Dear Lord, we live in a tough world. It describes wisdom in a whole different way than what the Bible says. We thank you for these youth in our church that are stepping out and understanding wisdom in a whole new way, admitting that they're weak, that they're foolish, and that they need Jesus' strength. May we circle around them and change that narrative and speak truth and speak about that wisdom that you have. We thank you for the journey they begin today. In Jesus' name, amen.